So today, several thousand years ago, God gave his church, his people, future children in embryo, the gift of the Holy Spirit. As Mr. Henderson mentioned yesterday, it literally did change everything. But as the movie says, with great power comes great responsibility. And we have a huge responsibility associated with that gift of the Holy Spirit that we've been given. Turn, please, to Matthew 24. And if I forget, keep a finger in, because I will dart off reasonably soonly. But keep a finger in Matthew 24. And in verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant? That is a very good question. Faithful, Strong's number 4103, pistos, means trusty, faithful. Persons who show themselves faithful in the transaction of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties. One who has kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust. They can be relied on. They're easily persuaded, believing, confiding, trusting. In the New Testament, one who trusts in God's promises, one who is convinced that Jesus has been raised from the dead, one who has become convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and the author of salvation. That comes from the root word, pytho. Several meanings, but include to listen, obey, yield to, comply with, to trust, have confidence, and be confident. So a faithful servant is someone who will listen, who will obey, who can be relied on to discharge the official duties that they have been given, and does what they have been instructed and commanded to do. Someone who is worthy of trust, who believes and who trusts in God's promises, and who knows and believes and has confidence in Christ as their Saviour. Wise. Strong's number 5429. Phronimos. Intelligent. Wise. Prudent. I.e. mindful of one's interests. And that comes from the root word phrein. That is the midriff or diaphragm. Parts of the heart, the mind, the faculty of perceiving and judging. The diaphragm regulates one's breathing. In Hebrew, the word ruach is spirit, breath, wind. Or in Greek, pneuma, spirit, breath, wind. Wisdom is based on breathing in, not just the air, but the Holy Spirit itself. As I said, keep a finger in there, turn back. I better put a finger in there actually as well. Turn back to Proverbs 1 and verse 1. Because here we have the wisest man after Christ talking about wisdom. Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discernment. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So a wise servant is someone who fears the Lord, breathes in every word of God and acquires and increases knowledge and wisdom. Someone who is intelligent and prudent from the very core of their being, the very heart, their mind and their body. They perceive the words and understand, and they know justice, judgment, and equity. Combine both of these descriptions together, and you get the meaning of just what is meant by a faithful and wise servant. And it's not just seat warming on the Sabbath. It's something which goes far beyond that to the very core of what we are. So to continue back in Matthew 24, read the rest of the passage to understand these two words. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all of his goods. Those of us that fall into this category will become children, heirs of the Father, younger brothers and sisters of our elder brother, Christ, and we will be made rulers over all his goods. I don't think we can truly understand just what that means. We will be immortal spirit beings, kings and priests, with the same power as Christ has, along with his authority. This is why it is so important that we must be faithful and we must be wise servants, because God won't let another adversary rise up and create evil as Satan has done. Just drop down to Matthew 25, verse 1. We've got the parable of the 10 virgins. Let's see if I can get the number right this time. Previously, I kept on saying 12 virgins. So 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise. Same word used here as in Matthew 24, and it has the same meaning. Someone who breathes in the very word of God, who is intelligent, prudent, right from the very core of their being, their very heart and mind of their body. Someone who allows the Holy Spirit to flow through them. And continuing, and five were foolish. Foolish, Strong's word 3474, moros, foolish, impious, godless. And as Solomon had said in Proverbs 1:1, which we just read, fools despise wisdom and instruction. And in verse 3, those who were foolish, the godless who despised that wisdom and instruction, took their lamps and took no oil. They had no Holy Spirit. So they took no oil with them. Verse 4, but the wise took their oil. They had Holy Spirit in them, in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom tarried and it was delayed, and I certainly didn't think that I would leave school when I was in the church, Christ was going to return before then, let alone become a father and now a grandfather. When Mr. Armstrong was alive, we thought Christ was going to return imminently. Just carrying on. They all slumbered and slept. The shattering of the church occurred. We slumbered and we slept as the church went off track. Thankfully, God provided faithful ministers for his flock to those that would hear his voice and his words. Carrying on in verse 6, and at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. So we look around the world right now. We can just see how imminent this event is. We can see the prophecies that we were taught coming true, literally in front of our eyes. Verse 7, then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish, those that are godless, who despise that wisdom and instruction, said to the wise, give us some of your oil, give us some of your Holy Spirit, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should be not enough for us and you, but go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Five of those 10 virgins had oil. They had the Holy Spirit, and their lamps shone. But the five godless virgins, who had despised wisdom and instruction, had no oil. They had no Holy Spirit. The door was shut. They could not enter. Christ said he did not know them. Turn, please, to Luke 19. We've got the parable of the minas, or the pounds, where the servants were to do business while their master was out of town. So, Luke 19 and in verse 11. We'll start off here. Now, as they had heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and became, they thought, the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. So he called 10 servants. That's us, every one of us in this room. Everyone listening to this message. Everyone who's been baptized. Everyone in the Church of God, irrespective of which offshoot. And he delivered to them 10 minas, or 10 pounds, and said to them, do business till I come. 10 servants, 10 pounds, they were all given the same amount, a small portion of the Holy Spirit at baptism. And all 10 were instructed to do business, to invest, to grow the money that they had been given by their master. And in verse 14, but his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Those God allowed to destroy and shatter his church after Mr. Armstrong died. It sounds very similar. And so it was then, when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded those servants to whom he had given money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then he came to the first, saying, Master, your pound has earned 10 pounds. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful. Same word here, pistos, used again. Faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your pound has earned 5 pounds. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. These are the faithful children of God, who fear the eternal God. Those who, yes, slumbered and slept, we've all slumbered and slept, but woke up and had oil in our lamps. Those who held fast and overcame unto the end, through the trials and the tribulations that we all had, but still held fast. The faithful, the wise servants. And in verse 20, just carrying on. Then another came, saying, Master, here is your pound, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. Those who were given the Holy Spirit at baptism also, but despised the sacrifice of Christ, the very God being who spoke, and the universe came into existence, that he freely gave, that we may live and have true life. Those who despised that gift of eternal life, who trampled God's word, those who Solomon calls foolish. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, in verse 22. You wicked servant, you knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the pound from him and give it to him who has 10 pounds. They said to him, Master, he has 10 pounds. For I say to you, in verse 26, that everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who did not want me to rule over them, and slay them before me. Those enemies, those citizens, the foolish, who did not want Christ to rule over them, are swiftly dealt with. That's not a category of people to be in. But of all the faithful and the wise servants, receive the same wages, eternal life as kings and priests ruling under Christ on this earth. But our position in that kingdom of God, within his very family, will vary. Some will be ruling over 10 cities, some over 5 cities, based on how we have invested that money, that Holy Spirit that we have been given by our Master. Depending on how we have invested and how we are taking that investment in our life moving forwards, allowing that Holy Spirit to grow in us. So in conclusion, before I forget, yes, the title of the sermonette is Faithful and Wise Servant. So a faithful servant is someone who will listen, who will obey, who can be relied on to discharge those official duties of their master, and does what they have been instructed or commanded to do. Not someone that picks and chooses. Someone who is worthy of trust, who believes, and who trusts in God's promises, who knows and believes and has the confidence that Christ is our Saviour. A wise servant, someone who fears the Lord, breathes in that very word of God and acquires knowledge and wisdom. Someone who is intelligent, prudent, who loves justice, wisdom, judgment and equity from the very core of their being, their very heart, their very mind, of their body. Someone who takes their talents, the pounds that we have been given at baptism, and invests them, grows it, so that when Christ returns, we can give him the increase. When Christ returns to this earth in power and glory to take his rightful place at the very throne of this world, the wise and the faithful servants will be doing what they have been instructed to do, what they have been taught to do. The foolish, the godless, who despise wisdom and instruction, will have the door closed in their faces. The citizens who hate Christ, who destroy what is good, what God says is, they will be slain. The wise and the faithful servants will be keeping God's word, obeying his commandments and growing. They will have oil in their lamps. They will not need to obtain it at the last minute. They will have it as they grow forwards in their spiritual lives. They went to those who sold at the right time, and they bought, they learnt, they built it up. And they did so before their Lord returned. They invested the talent they were given, very small portion of the Holy Spirit, when we were baptized. We invest that talent, and we have to do that in prayer, in study, fasting, meditation, not by ticking boxes, but by living the way in our life, in walking in the spirit of the law. We can't be a theologian. We have to be a follower of Christ and walking in his footsteps. We can't be sitting still if we are following someone. Christ, when he lived on the earth, walked in a perfect way of righteousness, never sinning. We all fall short of that example, but if we hold fast, keep that oil in our lamps, then he will make us rulers over all his goods. We are to keep striving, keep growing, learning, keeping hold fast of what we were taught by Christ through his end time apostle, Mr. Armstrong. And if we do, then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will personally say to each and every one of us, "Well done, faithful and wise servant. Have authority over these cities."